Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. We've got some good things coming up for you on The Good Stuff. So, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit us online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, indeed. All right, so I've got the turducken story. Have you ever wondered about how turducken got started, Mike?
Well, I have heard of turducken.
Well, Paul Prudhomme, the famous Louisiana chef who died in 2015, claims he invented it in the 1960s while working in Wyoming. Here's part of the claim from the 1994 article. The original turducken was introduced in New Orleans in 1970s by Chef Paul Prudhomme. He invented the concept a decade earlier in Sheridan, Wyoming, while working on a restaurant buffet line carving meat. Everything looked pretty except the turkey, he said. So the inventive chef set out to create something smashing. He eventually ended up with three birds, each with its own dressing. After moving back to New Orleans, Prudhomme gave it its name, then copyrighted turducken in 1986. It's that wild imagination I have and the physical abuse I give myself to make it happen, he said, explaining the creation. One of the greatest pleasures of my life has been able to do things like the turducken that make people happy. It's a huge effort, but once you taste it, it really is literally the best.
I've never had that much duck. Turkey I like. So, chicken I like. I guess we'd probably like them all three together, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to try it sometime. I'm not sure I'm going to make it.
Here's a story that sent in to The Good Stuff here a while back. I don't know the author on this, but it's about a teacher applicant. After being interviewed by the school administration, the eager teaching prospect said, "Let me see if I've got this right. You want me to go into that room with all those kids and fill their every waking moment with a love for learning, and I'm supposed to instill a sense of pride in their ethnicity, modify their disruptive behavior, observe them for signs of abuse, and even censor their t-shirt messages and dress habits. You want me to wage a war on drugs and sexually transmitted diseases, check their backpacks for weapons of mass destruction, and raise their self-esteem. You want me to teach them patriotism, good citizenship, sportsmanship, fair play, how to register to vote, how to balance a checkbook, and how to apply for a job. I am to check their heads for lice, maintain a safe environment, recognize signs of antisocial behavior, make sure all students pass the state exams, even those who don't come to school regularly or complete any of their assignments. Plus, I'm to make sure that all of the students with handicaps get an equal education regardless of the extent of their mental or physical handicap. I am to communicate regularly with the parents by letter, telephone, newsletter, and report card. All of this I'm to do with just a piece of chalk, a computer, a few books, a bulletin board, a big smile, and on a starting salary that qualifies my family for food stamps. You want me to do all of this, and then you tell me I can't pray." Just something to think about.
Wow, very good. That was very good, Mike. Okay, here's a couple of little side notes, because Thanksgiving is coming up, folks. It's next week. Actually, did you realize that? I maybe put the alarm out to everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
It's next week.
The countdown is on.
That's true. All right, here we go. Did you know the Mayflower originally set sail along with a smaller ship, the Speedwell, which had to shortly return back to England because of a leak?
Oh, well, you don't want to be crossing the Atlantic Ocean with a leak.
No, and I don't think I ever knew there were two ships, so that's interesting. Pilgrims weren't the Mayflower's only passengers. It also included Englishmen and women of diverse backgrounds and skills who were willing to risk everything for new life in the new world.
I think a lot of them were merchants, and they were coming to set up a whole new community.
So. Yeah, bakers and blacksmiths. The first Thanksgiving, a three-day harvest celebration, would not have been considered a Thanksgiving by the pilgrims. For strict Protestants, Thanksgiving was a largely religious occurrence spent in church.
Huh. Well, those are interesting. Maybe you can share some more of those with us on a future edition of the Good Stuff program. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.